Welcome to the Masterclass of One with Zig Ziglar Master Coach David Creel. It's called the Masterclass of One because it's about the person David is speaking to, but you can listen and act like David is asking you the questions. Then go and apply them and change your life. If you want to create impact in the lives of others, increase your personal income, and be a more productive and efficient human being, you're in the right place. We're glad you're here.
Good afternoon, Ziglar Master Coach David Creel with another episode of the Masterclass of One podcast with my bearded brother from Idaho, Daniel Miller. Daniel, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, sir?
I am blessed and highly favored, and thank you for agreeing to come on the show.
Happy to be here.
Awesome. Okay, so I know your time's valuable. I know my time's valuable. So if it's all right, we'll just jump right in. Is that cool?
Sounds great.
Awesome. Okay, so you kind of know how the show goes. How can I help today? What's on your mind?
Yeah, so we're affiliated with the same community, and we're both entrepreneurs. And so for me, kind of what's strongest on my heart right now and what I'm trying to work through is that word niche.
Mm-hmm.
You probably heard it phrased a mile wide and an inch deep versus an inch wide and a mile deep. That's a concept that I'm struggling with right now, and I'm struggling finding my niche. And, you know, the Lord has blessed me with a bunch of competencies, and I'm very thankful for that. I'm very much a jack of all trades in that regard, but finding my genuine expertise and the one major thing that he's put me on this earth to do is a serious goal of mine.
Hey, what's that?
What's what?
What's the goal?
Well, that's part of it, right? So I want to be submissive to him and what he wants for my life. And I don't want to preconceive my own goal without that being his goal as well. Personal goals that I have are to have a community of men that I'm helping to tutor anatomy and physiology, which is the primary class that I teach, to help with strength and conditioning, which is my main certification. Podcast is in there. Some other things are in there. And so you can see fairly quickly, there's these, it gets to be a lot, right? And I have full-time work on top of this and everything else. So which of those goals, and obviously I'm praying into this matter, trying to find which of those areas he's blessed me with, does he want me to really dive in deep with?
Which one do you think? If you had them all lined out, you had four or five or six options that you said right now, and you had them all lined out, which one do you think?
Well, per Ephesians 4:12, I don't have any doubts that I'm a teacher. And the most literal transition for that would be teaching anatomy and physiology. You can certainly be a teacher in some of the other ways, but that's probably the most literal translation of that.
And are you a teacher now?
Yep. I teach anatomy and physiology at the college level and enjoy it very much. But like many people, many entrepreneurs, I want to get my business online and start my own thing.
Okay. What is that? Well, if I could just wave a magic wand and we're looking out, you know, 2 to 3 years down the road, what would you like to be doing online teaching anatomy and physiology? What would you like to be doing?
Well, I'd like to have an associate's and bachelor's program built for people where they can come to basically our online school and in the subject matters of anatomy and physiology and kinesiology in that realm, that they can take basically all the courses that I took going through a traditional school. You know, I think that we're in the beginning or perhaps the midst of a huge societal shift in terms of education. And people are valuing the traditional brick and mortar university less and less. And so ideally in 2 to 3 years, I'd like to provide as much as what I've received the old fashioned way online for people.
Okay. And this would this be like, like they pay you and they go through this class? Would it be like a monthly membership where you're in there training and coaching and teaching, you know, once a week, or what, like, what would it look like?
More than likely it would be a membership model.
Okay.
So, you know, in college, you have an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, a doctoral degree. So that's a thought, is to have, you know, a associate membership that's $30 a month, a bachelor's that's more, and then a master's that's more, and then a doctorate, which, you know, has every class that we offer, plus a mastermind, perhaps. But there's a bunch of different ways to split that up. It seems to me in my research that the membership model is the most appealing in 2023 to people, but you can slice it up a number of ways for sure.
Okay, and what does that do with a niche?
Yeah. So I have a podcast and I'm on episode 35, but it's not clear in listening to my podcast, it's not clear in even going to my website who I serve. And if you're serving everyone, you're not serving anyone.
Yeah. Who do you serve?
Well, of course, most literally our Lord and Savior, but the person, my neighbor on this planet that I would like to serve, the primary two populations are men's group and that college freshman that's struggling with anatomy and physiology. I don't know if I need to go down and basically pick one, or if that's okay, if I can do those two and do them to the best of my ability. But so far in the last few weeks, as I've really been focused on the topic, it's about as far as I've got with it.
Okay. And wouldn't college freshmen be classified as men?
For certain. Absolutely.
So what if you just picked one?
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think that's the clear winner to start with is anatomy and physiology. But for instance, if I have, let's say, two podcasts now, which has been an idea that I've knocked around, one of them being a Bible study and one of them being anatomy and physiology, which I think is a smart move to do. I traditionally have the problem of wearing myself too thin. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to approach that issue again by not being niche enough and wearing myself too thin, where I can't provide a quality product on both ends. I see people being attracted to the website either because of what they see anatomy and physiology related or what they see biblically related. And I think once they're there, I think that's kind of a melting pot where those two things can exist. But I don't think I can successfully have them in one podcast or one lead magnet that really genuinely speaks to someone.
What if you had two lead magnets?
Yeah, I think that's what it's coming down to. I think I need to make sure that I cap it at that, because I have a big tendency to have another idea, right? And then I want to add a third thing, right? And I don't want to go back that direction where I'm not serving anybody because I'm just too far stretched into a multitude of areas. But I think that if I can stay disciplined to those two primary ideas, two separate lead magnets, two separate podcasts, whatever it is, I think that's the answer. I think it's a good answer. And, you know, I don't know the true answer until I try it for a little while and then see how that goes. But I'm excited at both veins of it, both separate niches, if you will. And as you've mentioned, in some ways, they can be in the same niche, right? Our college freshman men will certainly, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing with college freshmen is there could be an issue of income because they may not have a job or whatever, you know. Now, they may, but that's the kind of the beauty of a membership where it doesn't have to be a whole lot of money.
Right.
You know, if you had 100 people giving you $20 a pop, I mean, that's not terrible.
Sure. Right. You know, absolutely.
Okay. If you had to pick one of those two, I don't think you do, but let's just humor me. If you had to pick one, men or college freshmen, who I'm assuming are also men.
The college freshmen would be men and women. Actually, in most of the classes that I teach presently, my classes are about 80% female.
Okay.
And so I'm certainly not opposed, and I have a good track record with helping those concepts click for both men and women.
Okay. So if you had to pick one to focus on for 4 months or 6 months, not forever, just, hey, let's test it and see what happens.
Yeah.
You had to pick one, college freshman, because my guess is Boise State is in Boise, right?
Correct.
I mean, like Boise State University, like the Broncos with the blue field.
It's one of the colleges that I teach at. Yeah.
Okay. So, and school starts up in like 2 weeks or whatever it is for y'all, 3 weeks or a month or whatever it is.
August 21st.
And every 6 months, there's new incoming freshmen.
Right.
The harvest is plentiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. Or so, which one would you just like to see if you could get to spark? Men or college freshmen?
My comfort level would lay with the college freshmen because that's where my graduate degrees are in. I feel prepared to do the job. Whereas, as you know, with the Bible, we're going to be learning it our entire lives. And when we die, we're still not going to have 100% understanding. I don't think anybody will. And so that I see as being a niche Bible study. You know, and like you said, we could probably do both, but to answer your question and to go down this hypothetical trail, it would be the college freshman. It would be the anatomy and physiology vein.
Go with it.
Yeah.
Not forever. Just
sure.
Give it to the end of the year and see how, oh, that, yeah. Like this is where I'm supposed to be, because it could be, I don't know what it could be is, maybe deep down, you know that it's supposed to be the college freshman and you don't feel like you want to leave the men out.
Yeah.
But you won't know until you step.
Yep.
Like whenever they were crossing the Jordan River, not the Red Sea, the Jordan River, when the children of Israel were crossing the Jordan River, the priest had to step into the water first before the water started parting. The water was not parting until they stepped. Once they stepped in the water and they got their feet wet, then the water cleared and they walked over.
Yeah.
But you're not tied to it forever. But if you give it 3 or 4 months, it may be like, no. Yeah. Because what may happen is, say you change your website to something that says, and I don't even know what your website says, but whatever you change it to, let's say it's, this post is for college freshmen who are interested in the Bible and kinesiology and anatomy and physiology and moving your body.
Right.
And then speak to that person directly, because then whenever they read it, they're going to say, is this guy reading my mail? Like, how does he know all this stuff?
Yeah, that's the goal with being niche. Exactly. Yep.
Okay. But then you may get a man or a woman who's not a college freshman, and they may just stumble across your website, or the college freshman tells their dad about what they're doing. They may reach out to you and say, I know it says you work with college freshmen. I'm not a college freshman, but I'm only a couple years out of school. Would you mind talking with me too? Sure, let's talk.
For sure. For sure.
Okay. Because the thing about, like you said it, when you try to please everyone and serve everyone, you end up serving no one.
Correct.
And it's very vague, and it's like, you need to put the perfect picture in your mind and write your copy to that person.
Yep.
Because could you do something like, say you have your teaching thing at Boise State, which is, you said, one of the colleges you teach at, but let's say it's at Boise State. Would the membership be obviously it would be outside of school hours, right? Like it'd be at 7 p.m. or whatever the case. It can't be during school hours, right? Because you're not employed by Boise State to do your own deal.
Sure.
But after you get done teaching, you can do whatever you want.
Right.
So what would you like?
Yeah, and the benefit of the online learning is it can be asynchronous. So it can be a recorded lecture that once I publish the first version of the course, it's just there. It's there for people to access. And if from that people want to do in-depth study live, that can be an option too. That can be in one of those higher tiers.
Yeah. So what's the problem?
I think you nailed it on the head with what the problem is. And I think it's the fear of leaving a population that I care dearly about out. And that's getting me stuck to where I'm not doing anything and, or I'm doing something, but I'm stuck in the mud and I'm just flipping my tires. So what you've said is, I think, exactly what I need to hear in terms of, you know, we'll use Amazon for an example, right? How did Amazon start? They started as a bookstore, right? And now what do they do, right? So logically that makes sense to me, but to actually segment the population and niche down and serve this one population, I think subconsciously the fear is that I won't get a chance to serve where I'm leaving people out perhaps. And one of the values of coaching is that you get to say this stuff out loud and realize it sounds kind of silly. So you have some phenomenal points in regards to that.
Yeah. I mean, so like Boise State, I know, is not the biggest university that's ever been on the face of the planet, but it's not the smallest either. It's not like you're going to Duke. I mean, it's a public university and there's 20 or 30,000 students. I have no idea. I'm just making this up.
It's in that range. It's about 26, I think. Yeah.
Okay. So, and judging by numbers, let's say it's 30 just to make the math a little bit even, or let's say it's, 26. Okay. Let's say it's 28. Okay. So if a fourth of them are seniors and a fourth of them are juniors and a fourth of them are sophomores and a fourth of them are freshmen, you have 7,000 people.
Right.
You could probably get by with 40.
Right. Right.
Out of 7,000.
Right.
Because some people may not be interested in it, or they, no, I don't have anything. I want to do anything with the Bible. Well, they're not your people anyway.
Right.
So like, think of it like, say this is your thing and you made this thing. When you make your course or whatever you're going to make or your podcast or whatever, you're looking for people that get this. So you make this, you say, look, I made this. And if they say, that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my whole life, why would anybody do that? Right. You didn't make it for them. Of course they're not going to get it.
Right.
But whenever someone sees it and their eyes light up, it's like, where have you been my whole life?
Right.
Like, I'll sign up right now. That's who you're going after.
Right.
Because if you're not, frankly, ticking a few people off, you're probably trying to serve everyone.
Right. Yep. That's what's happening right now. Yep. Exactly.
Awesome. So when does the class start?
Well, I bet I could publish the first lecture by September 1st.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Appreciate you.
Because then, look, here's the thing. September 1st. Okay. So now that we have a date, September 1st, the clock's ticking. It's August 3rd.
Right. Right.
So like on Mission Impossible, you know, that long fuse is, the fuse is lit now.
Right.
Okay. But you might want to consider maybe doing a Facebook Live about it, or getting everyone you know to go to meet you on a Zoom call and add value. Say like in say like in 2 weeks, hey, I want you to hop on this Zoom with me and we're going to talk about this and this and this, and this is the benefits you're going to get. And you're going to walk away with an action plan to better your life or whatever your deal is. Okay. Physically or whatever.
Yep.
And then literally blow their minds with what they're going to get.
Yep.
Have say a 90-minute webinar, teach for about 30 or 40 minutes, 30 or 40 minutes of Q&A where they can just ask you anything related to the topic that you just spoke about.
Yep.
And then 20 or 30 minutes where you introduce the group to them because they've already got an hour worth of value.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah, I certainly need to identify where the 19-year-old is. You know, each social media has its own demographic, more or less. So I have to identify that. But yeah, that's a great idea once I identify which platform to use.
If I had to guess, and now obviously neither one of us are 19 years old.
Right.
But if I had to guess, TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my guess. Cause they're not going to be on Facebook because that's where their mom and dads are. Maybe right. Instagram, maybe Instagram, but they're not going to be on Twitter and they're not going to be on LinkedIn for sure. And they're not going to be on Facebook. Yep. They're going to be on Instagram and they're going to be on TikTok. That's my guess.
Yep. Yep. I got to, yeah, I've resisted having a TikTok profile for sure. So that'll be interesting.
Give it a go. What's the worst that's going to happen?
Yeah. Yeah.
But also you need to switch whatever you do on Facebook because when you start talking to them too, because they may not see your deal, but their mom or dad may see it and tag them.
For sure.
It's like, oh, you need to get in on this. Yeah. And maybe talk to your local pastors and stuff as well and see if they can maybe broadcast to their youth department and their college departments.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, college freshmen, it's not like you wouldn't take high school senior. I mean, they're pretty right. much a college freshman too, but you don't want somebody who's in junior high, obviously.
Sure.
But, you know, a college high school senior, a high school senior is relatively close to a high school freshman too. I mean, a college freshman too.
Right.
But then you need to start getting the word out like tonight.
Yeah.
Something up. B plus work is good enough and let's go.
Yeah. Yep.
Cause then what you could do whenever you have your first class on September the 1st, your class is September the 1st. That's just where you have your first lesson. So before that you talk about it, but maybe what you do is you have a, let's say, is it going to be like a physical, like study, like you get in college, or is it going to be you just teaching like outside of a textbook?
Yeah. So I use a platform called Mighty Networks, which we're both familiar with because of the community that we're associated with. But yeah, they allow you to do quizzes and the whole nine yards. So, you know, you have an asynchronous or synchronous course planned out, whether that's cohort or non-cohort based, but it's got basically everything you and I learned in traditional college, but it's online.
Okay. Okay. So maybe, and it would this be something that would run like continuous, or is it like this program is this many months and this program is this many months and this program is this many months, or would it be just like every month there's new content?
Yeah, it would be continuous and there would be new content each month as I work on the next course. But the idea would be I would get, let's say we have most associate programs are 30 credits, right? So that's 10 classes at 3 credits. So I would be working on those first 10 classes. And once those are recorded and published, boom, there's your associate level. Then I would start working on the bachelor's level and get another 10 courses to get higher. Excuse me, I had that wrong. Most associate programs, certificate programs are 30 credits. Most associates are 60. So you figure out the math on how many courses you're doing, 20 for associates, 20 more for bachelors, yada, yada, yada. and it would work in that sort of fashion. So once everything's published, your work then becomes passive, which is where it's very appealing for the person, myself, starting the business.
And when you say, I got what you're saying about associates and bachelors and doctors, I get that. But yep. Let me ask one clarifying question. When you say that, say the associate package or whatever, okay, does that mean they're actually going to have an associate's, like a physical associate's degree, or they're going to have the equivalent of an associate's degree just from you and not from Boise State or whatever?
Right. That, yeah, would be an equivalence thing. It would be very appealing to perhaps the high school senior that says, you know, I'm not sure that brick and mortar is quite for me. Or maybe they do go to their freshman year and they're in that typical lecture hall where there's 300 kids and they don't have access to the professor. And so this is working in conjunction to teach them the material for the relevant course so that they can get it somewhere else. Obviously, what I'm offering is going to be a small, small fraction in comparison to what a brick and mortar college would offer. So it could be in conjunction where they still get that degree, but it's through said university and they have the equivalency, the backup. I'm the backup team, the cheerleaders that are keeping them going, that are getting them inside and out of the information that they need. Or it could be somebody that says, I'm not interested in college at all, but I want to be a personal trainer, or I want to be a physical therapy assistant, and I need to know this information. And this is appealing because I can do it on my own pace, and I don't have to be in that lecture hall of 300 students.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Because I was just clarifying, because I'm like, how can you give somebody an associate degree if you're not a university? Like, how does that happen?
No, I would have to work with state legislation and all that stuff. And potentially down the road, is that something that I could do? Absolutely. But that's a 5-10 plus year goal, okay. That's what it turns into.
Yeah. Okay. So basically this is a degree without the degree.
Right.
And a fourth of the price or whatever the deal is.
Right.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Cause what it may do is maybe you have like, maybe you run the first one, maybe you just run it as a pilot program where what you would do is now you get people to pay. Okay. So it's not free. Even if they pay a dollar, they paid. Okay.
Right.
But let's just use simple math. Let's say you get 10 people in there and they're each paying you $200 for the 12-week course or however long the deal is. Okay. We're just making this up. Okay.
Sure.
But then what you do, once they pay, you deliver it on Zoom and record the sessions.
Absolutely.
Because then it's been validated by people paying, and then it becomes, here's session one. And you just roll it out and you record it, get their money, give value, and then record the sessions. And then it becomes a self-study program instead of you doing it live every time.
Exactly. Yep. That's what I mean by asynchronous. Yep, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a great idea. Go, go, go.
I appreciate you, brother.
Awesome. All right. This was fun. Talk to you soon.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
David has been a coach basically his entire life. He was made to coach people. He loves seeing people transform their lives through coaching. It's been said that it takes a coach to get you to a place inside yourself that you can't get to by yourself. It's also been said that you're only one conversation away from a completely changed life, and that nothing ever happens outside of a conversation. If you'd like to have a conversation with David about where you currently are in life and where you want to go, reach out to him at davidcreel.com.